KOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. It was standing room only in Old St. Joe's on Friday evening. Nome's historic building was packed with hundreds of gold miners, government agency, and city officials for a public meeting on offshore dredging in Nome. The meeting began with Mayor Denise Michaels welcoming all miners to the community and encouraging them to be the eyes and ears out on the ocean.
This is the third meeting we've had in 2 years to make sure that we have the coordination and communication and collaboration out to all of us between the city, private sector.
State agencies were abundant at the meeting as well. The Departments of Natural Resources, Environmental Conservation, Fish and Game, and Health and Social Services shared resources with miners and answered questions to establish a safe and legal mining season. Paul Rydell was one of the miners in attendance. Rydell is originally from Homer and came to Nome this summer to assist his sister and father in getting dredging operations started. Rydell says a main group concern is the requirement for vessels over 20 feet in length to provide proof of liability insurance, up to $1 million. He hopes this isn't a problem for dredges to access state waters through the port.
If they don't have that insurance, they're not allowed to use the harbor or the river area, and there really are no other safe havens for boats in the Nome area. So miners are faced with buying this insurance or basically anchoring their boats out, which could be a safety issue in the future.
The regulations last year required proof of insurance for vessels carrying over 50 gallons of hazmat, but the Port Commission clarified that this year, stating vessels need proof of liability insurance, not pollution insurance. Acting Harbor Master Joy Baker.
It's not about fuel. It's about the liability of damage to another vessel or a person, damage to your own crew, damage to any city infrastructure or personnel, or sinking in the channel.
As for Rydell's thoughts on the rest of the meeting,
I noticed that the state agencies seemed to pretty much run the meeting, and I think that miners felt uncomfortable and nervous about voicing their individual concerns and also felt somewhat inhibited in finding commonality.
Rydell says he sees good reasons for state agencies coming to address concerns on rules and regulations, but would have liked to see a more roundtable approach for miners to collaborate. The Port of Nome is preparing for a busy summer season. Acting Harbor Master for the City of Nome, Joy Baker, says it is anticipated that vessel traffic will be increasing this season, even more than last year.
It appears that we will see more offshore mining vessels, increased research vessel traffic, increased sailboat traffic, and with the Arctic exploration going on, we will see some of that support vessel traffic as well.
317 vessels docked at the Port of Nome in 2012. That's a record amount. And with larger and increased numbers of ships and barges expected this season, new problems may arise.
We anticipate there to be a space issue in the small boat harbor, as well as vessels waiting their turn at the causeway docks. So we anticipate it to be a 2012 on overdrive.
With the anticipated increase in vessels coming through the port, Baker says there is discussion of hiring another staff member. The Port of Nome is also actively looking for a new harbor master. If you drive an ATV, a four-wheeler, a motorcycle, a rhino, or have a child who drives any of those off-road vehicles, the City of Nome and the Nome Police Department want you to know the rules. Not because they want to stop you and give you a ticket, just the opposite. Nome Police Chief John Papasadora says they want people to know the rules so the rules aren't broken, but also so people stay safe this summer.
This is the time of year where people pull their ATVs out and start riding them a lot. During the wintertime, they're not as prevalent as they are during the summertime.
And there's more ATV traffic on the roadways in the summer. And to be sure people stay safe with the added road traffic with off-road vehicles, the City of Nome has some ordinances and codes the police department adheres to. For example, if you're driving an ATV, you cannot go more than 20 miles per hour, even if the speed limit posted is higher than that. ATVs simply are not designed for highway speeds.
And I've seen a lot of folks riding their ATVs on roadways at the posted speed limit, which can be well in excess of 25 miles per hour.
One young man lost his life driving an off-road vehicle too fast on the Nome Belts Highway last summer. The Nome Police Department simply wants to prevent accidents like that. Also, Chief Papasadora wants you to know that helmets are required for all drivers of off-road vehicles who are under the age of 18. Helmets are available for a reduced cost at the Injury Prevention Program at Norton Sound. Also, any child under the age of 16 who is driving an ATV must be supervised by an adult. And all off-road vehicle drivers must have a valid Alaska driver's license.
I'm hoping that we don't have to write a lot of citations for this. The whole point behind this is to get voluntary compliance rather than having to go with enforcement action. We want people to have the information so they know what's allowed and what's not allowed. Because primarily speaking, this is all focused and targeted at trying to reduce injury amongst everybody in the community. And that's why the codes were designed in the first place.
And the education and awareness efforts from the Nome Police Department and Chief Papasadora come from a deep place.
You know, I've been doing this for a really long time, and nothing is more tragic than having to pick up a child off the roadway. And I would much prefer not to ever have to do that again in my life. So if a little bit of public education, a little bit of getting the word out to folks, a little bit of enforcement action, if that achieves that particular goal, then I'd be a very happy person.
Parents and guardians may be held liable for their child's actions on an ATV. If you have any questions or concerns, Chief Papasadora says the Nome Police Department will take your phone call. The next statewide election is over a year away, but some candidates are already lining up for the top races on the ballot, hoping to build name recognition and campaign accounts that could help boost their chances. The first candidates have announced for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Governor, and Lieutenant Governor. More announcements are expected in the weeks and months ahead. Longtime political watcher Stephen Haycox says it's a bit unusual to have so many candidates announce early. He says that speaks in part to interest in statewide issues like the oil tax cut. But he says there's interest, too, in knowing whether U.S. Senator Mark Begich is vulnerable. Republicans nationally intend to focus on Begich's Senate seat as the party seeks to gain control of the chamber. The price of gold in New York has risen 70 cents, trading at $1,386.30. Silver has risen 31 cents, trading at $22.10. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is about an hour late. It's expected to arrive at 9:42. Unofficially 34 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.